The Repentance by Kate Foster. Read by Lois Chimimba, Sophia Engstrand and Paula Masterton.
Prologue. St Monans, Fife, Scotland. Saturday the 23rd of January, 1790. The windmill is on fire for a quarter of an hour before anyone raises the alarm. The shouting starts from the harbour, likely one of the customers leaving the alehouse who could not believe his eyes at first and thought the smack of the cold night air had taken his senses. A quarter of an hour is a long time for a blaze to go unnoticed. The flames are catching the bottom sails, which had been chained up hours ago in time for the Sabbath. Now the St Monans salt pan windmill is a glorious sight. A ferocious orange and yellow monster on its proud little hill. The folks of Edinburgh will be able to see it from over the Forth Water. Now they come. Alehouse customers and sailors and serfs. The buckets clang as they lift them from the huts and rush them down to the salt water to try and put it out. The cries fly from their mouths. Fetch more help! Fetch the salt master! At that, I turn and go.
Chapter 1. The Mermaid Inn. Florrie. St Monans, Wednesday, 7th of April. Today is going to be a day of pure bliss. Everything about me is as glorious as it could possibly be. I made Martha do my hair properly, with fresh curling papers and a new pot of iris-scented pomade. And I glared at her in the looking glass so she knew I was watching her every sullen move. This gown from Mr. Alexander's shop is brand new and still has the metallic smell of the flat iron. My shawl is not new, but perfect for the occasion. A pale pink angora wrapper, exactly the colour of a rosebud. Underneath are my best stays and stockings. The lace ones Johnny has never been interested in. All of it under a thick cape, because you can't let the world know what you are up to. Not in St Monans these days. Walls have ears. Windows have eyes. And this glory is how I meet the world today, as I push open my front door. I walk down the steps calmly, in exactly the same way I would if I were going for an innocent afternoon stroll. I swing open the gates. I march past the sandstone cottages and little ears and eyes of the village quicksmart, taking the top road. Head high, elbows out, just as one does on a health walk, looking like I'm following the exercise advice in the Lady's Companion, which I could well be. After all, we are coming to the end of a long winter with plenty of chills and fevers and restless nights. I slow down at the top of the road because I am sweating already, and that's the last thing I want, to arrive at the Mermaid Inn perspiring, good grief. One or two passers-by nod. No one important. A journeyman of some sort, judging by his leather apron. A farmer's boy who looks me over with a wink and a grin. No wonder. I am luscious. Ravishing. My curls bounce. I bite and lick my lips. My lips get pinched feeling and wet, and the wind sings over the hills and onto my face and whips them dry. Out of the village now, and the sky stretches across the glittering Forth to the grand boudoirs of the new town of Edinburgh, where I am sure unhappily married ladies like me do things like this all the time. In fact, I am sure half the world is having liaisons like this. I even read a warning about it in the Lady's Companion. Do not be tempted beyond the marriage bed. Pitt and Weem is nothing like the great terraces of the city, but far enough away from prying eyes and not so far as to need the carriage. The perfect place for an appointment like this one. Appointment, Florrie! The walk takes 40 minutes, and I slow down and let the weak sunshine ooze over the crown of my head. Then I feel too hot, so I shake off the cape and drape it over my arm. Thankfully, the pink wrapper covers the dress frills and low bosom. When I chose this dress, Mr. Alexander's apprentice girl frowned